My name is Caleb Mitchell, and I'm the head gardener here at the Guelph Arboretum. So I typically take care of all the formal gardens around the park here. So we're in the park and the garden right now. We're in between the three formal gardens of the Arboretum. So the Japanese garden is situated between the Italian garden and the English garden, which are all sort of enclosed by very formal hedges. I started working here as the gardener 3 years ago.
Right.
And I think the Japanese garden was the garden that I was most drawn to and most excited about working in, just because of how different it is from gardens that we're used to seeing. It's a lot different than anything that we're used to seeing in North American culture. So it's really interesting design style to include in our arboretum. It's just something about it that's really like alluring to, and I think a lot of people agree as well. You just get that sense of peace and relaxation when you enter the garden, and it's very calming. And it's just totally different than anything else around on the grounds. Yeah, I guess on a personal level, I've visited a few Japanese gardens with my partner. It's really amazing to see her in that space because just immediately she's relaxed and she feels that calming sense. So yeah, on a personal level, that's kind of hits me on a lot of, and I feel that too, especially if you're ever feeling stressed or anxious. Has that different, evokes those different emotions than other gardens would, I'd say. There was a woman who came in sometime last year with her son, who was suffering from a mental illness, and she strictly just came in to say thank you and how much it meant to her and her son, because anytime they came to the Arboretum, they would always come to the Japanese garden, and that would be the only place where he would feel at peace, basically, and how much that meant to her, because she rarely ever gets to see her son like that, so she just wanted to show her gratitude, and I think that meant a lot to me, like, those very specific individual stories of just helping people deal with stress or mental illnesses or whatever. It's and I feel like it's definitely becoming more important, as we've seen over the last 2 years, people needing to get outside and be immersed in those environments, because we're stuck inside all the time. So yeah, I think those sorts of stories are really impactful.